The new and the old are side by side in the basement of the main building at the White Mountain School. The old is a huge black, gray, and rust-fringed H.B. Smith boiler that once feasted on heating oil. A few feet away are three modern-looking green and white pellet boilers.
The vacuum and the tubes that suck them in there.
Like other computer-controlled pellet boilers, they burn small bits of compressed wood, automatically fed from huge storage bins. Heating with these three pellet boilers will cost about $31,000 this year, says the school's director of finance, Karen Voss.
So there's a savings of $40,000.
It used to cost about $72,000 a year to heat with oil. The three pellet boilers came with a hefty upfront cost, $128,000. But Voss figures they'll pay themselves off in a little more than 3 years. Around the state, at least three dozen institutions or businesses are now relying on pellet boilers for heat, says Rick DeMarc. He's the executive director of the North Country Resource Conservation and Development Council.
Well, actually, in the last few years, there has been a major expansion, especially in the pellet area.
And his council encourages more growth. It set up a wood energy support team. The goal is to reduce the region's dependence on heating oil by explaining the advantages of new, sophisticated boilers using biomass. Biomass relies on organic matter to generate energy. Usually that means wood, and it can be used to generate heat or electricity. Typically, wood pellets are used for smaller operations and chips for much bigger jobs, like one in Grafton County. In late September, the county began using wood chips to heat its nursing home, courthouse, and administration building. Its $2.7 million boiler is expected to use about $93,000 in chips this year, says Jim Oakes, the maintenance superintendent for the complex. That would be a savings in heating costs of about $200,000 a year. Smaller businesses can also benefit using pellets. That includes CAI Technologies, a precision mapping business in Littleton. About a year ago, owner Franco Rossi switched from oil to wood pellets.
Somewhere in the vicinity of $9,000 to $10,000 a year I was paying for oil, and now I'm somewhere in pellets I'm paying around $2,000 to $3,000.
Franco got help with the purchase through a grant from the state's Public Utilities Commission, which offers funds to businesses, institutions, and homeowners. For example, last year the Claremont Fire Department got a $52,000 grant to buy a wood pellet boiler. That covered 80% of the cost. In addition to saving money for businesses or homes, there are other attractions, says Margie Seymour, a member of the select board in Littleton. Her town now has pellet boilers providing heat for the fire department and town garage.
For me, one of the primary concerns was that I don't like having the town be dependent on foreign oil. We're surrounded by woods here, and it just seems crazy not to be using what we have right in our backyards as a renewable resource.
But for some, the move towards wood heating raises environmental questions. One is the extent of the reduction in the carbon footprint, a matter still under consideration. The other is the impact on forests. But Sarah Smith, a forest industry specialist for the University of New Hampshire Cooperative Extension, says her research shows the state has plenty of wood for heat. That's because the pellets and chips usually come from leftover parts of trees only cut for other uses. It's not profitable to cut trees solely for chips or pellets, Smith says. Meanwhile, with the winter coming, the companies and institutions that have invested in biomass heating will be checking the bills, hoping the high cost to convert will prove to be a sound business investment. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.